This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me, and I do, whether you believe it or not, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of that conversation. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, elections are right around the corner. I mean, like, tomorrow-ish. So, please, take your time. Know what you're doing. Know who you're voting for and why. Right? I mean, know why you're voting for these people. And if you're a Democrat or even a Republican, don't just vote to vote. If you're a Democrat and you can't really figure it out yet, I want you to look at some of the biggest cities in this country. Look at who they're run by. Look at the deficits. Look at the education system. Look at what's going on. I mean, San Francisco is a perfect example. California as a whole is a perfect example of what happens when the Democrats start to get total control. That what you want the rest of the country to look like? Needles in the streets? Human crap in the streets? We did a story, or we saw a story the other night where, what was the street cleaner making? He was making $180,000 a year? I mean, I'll quit this in a heartbeat and go do that. He's got a mask on. Sad part was he was doing this during the day. And when he was asked by the person, what are you doing? He could clean the street. Well, what are you cleaning? Well, cleaning off, you know, that stuff you see there. Really? Is that human? Well, it's animal and human. No, it was mostly human. And what was he doing with it? They weren't scooping it up. And you know what they were doing with it? They were hitting it with high-pressure water, breaking it apart, and spreading it all over the street. So now when the water dries and that stuff dries, it turns into a nice fine dust. And then it blows through the air. And you know what that brings? Do you know the kind of diseases human waste brings? They're urinating in the streets. Because they don't want the homeless people to feel like you're picking on them. Are we serious? This is what we're doing. So we're going to put everybody else at risk. We're going to put everybody else's health at risk. No problem. A Democrat-run city and county. Back in 16, Investor's Business Daily did a piece on Flint, Michigan. Because Michael Moore did a piece on Flint, Michigan and how bad the Republicans were. The problem that Michael got wrong was that Flint, Michigan, and that area had been run by Democrats for 84 straight years. So how they flipped it to be a Republican's fault is beyond me. 84 years of poverty, 84 years of lousy streets, 84 years of crime, all somehow, totally run by Democrats, somehow became a Republican issue. And here's the joke. The reason that Trump is enjoying a surge in African-American support, the reason African-Americans are leaving the Democrat Party is because they're not stupid people. And you keep shoving down these stupid meals in front of them. When Trump said, after 60 years, are you voting for them? Give me a chance. What have you got to lose? They didn't. They had everything to gain. Minorities have more jobs now than ever before. Entrepreneurship is up. Women starting new businesses, up. Now, the liberals are tossing around. It's obviously, at the time, the fault of Republican Governor Rick Snyder. Now, Moore wants him arrested for what he's done. Not for the people over the 84 years before him that were setting the city up to fail. No, him. Right? Now, Flint is a Democrat bastion. We know this. This is, you don't need a college degree. Right? Decades of Democratic dominance. Don't they deserve any of the blame? City's got Democratic rulers. Don't they deserve any of the blame? Recent magazines, Robbie Sove, he reminded us that who's robbed the city residents blind to pad the pockets of the public sector unions? They've also been in charge of Flint has become one of the country's poorest cities. How does that happen? That's according to the Census Bureau. Right? It's a haven for criminals. It's considered one of the most dangerous cities in the country. Why? I mean, we could do this in a lot of places. We can do this in D.C., New York, Chicago. Chicago would be the best one, but everybody picks a Chicago. Right? It just never stops. And it seems like and you've seen it with Obama right now. Every time there's a failure, belongs to a Republican. And every time something good happens, has to be because of a Democrat. You know why? They're better at the mantra than we are. They're better at browbeating you with a mantra than we are. Look, recently, I love this, and so there are people out there that would like, because I won't even go down that road, but here, where's the outcry from the left? And not from one person. When Farrakhan compared Jews to termites, said that they were stupid. Okay? This weekend, he started a chant on death to America and then death to Israel. Where's the outcry? Where's the scream? Right? He's gone on several satanic Jew rants. I know. We got to go for a break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. times. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Slime me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. I'm Joe Mateo, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. Thanks so much for being involved. Thanks so much for doing something. It's nice when you do something. I really appreciate it. And I want you involved in the conversation. So, how should I do this? I'm going to do the Joy Behar thing first. Because it made me crazy. I'm amazed at this. You know, when you talk about how the SNL guys mock this guy, and nobody, well, I shouldn't say that. Maybe they came to his rescue after the fact. But nobody really came to his rescue. Nobody really stood up to step in for, you know, to defend him. They wanted him to do it on his own, which I get. I mean, look at, he was a five-tour veteran. So Dan Crenshaw, you know, the GOP rep who lost his eye in combat, I mean, what they did to him was just, it was just ugly. Just flat out ugly. So first I want you to hear the skit, or portion of the skit. And then I want you to hear what The View said about it. Joy Behar, you know, again, she finds the president and most Republicans disgusting and vile. And she made excuses for this.
I realize there are some really gross people running for office this year. So here are my first impressions.
Gross people. Okay? Gross people running for office. Puts up a picture of Dan. Dan has a patch over one of his eyes.
Here are my first impressions. Dan Crenshaw.
Oh, come on, man.
And a sick audience laughing. That's even better.
Hold on. You may be surprised to hear he's a congressional candidate from Texas and not a hitman in a porno movie. I'm sorry. I know he lost his eye in war or whatever.
War. You know what's sad about that? He's a comedian. A comedian. He wasn't in war. He didn't sign up to go. And he thinks he's so noble. I mean, most of these guys do. They think they're so smart, smarter than you and I. They're so noble in what they do. They make people laugh. That makes them so wonderful. Yeah, you're right. You can't tell this irritates me, right? And they think they're so high and mighty on themselves. And as other people have alluded to, which is true, the producers are just as much at fault for this. They let this go. They let this happen. For all intents and purposes, they agreed with him. He lost his eye in a war or something. How to belittle. What have you lost? A date because of your crappy humor? I mean, what have you lost? Seriously. Disgusting and vile. Do I want him to lose his job? No. Because then we're back to the free speech thing. Do we? All right. But the same token, I should be allowed to rip him apart for what he said. Right? Verbally rip him apart because of the way he went after a vet. The guy that went to war so he could do what he's doing. So he can do the stupid stuff he's doing. Now, since we brought up stupid, we've got Joy Behar. She is defending him. When you hear why she defends him, it makes this even worse.
You know, Saturday Night Live doesn't take any prisoners. Mm-hmm. They've been on the air for like, what, 40, 50 years now? I mean, this is, like they took a shot at Al Baldwin as part of their family. Mm-hmm. So they go after a lot of people. And this kid Davidson, his father died in 9/11. Mm-hmm. And he said, I like making things that are dark, awkward, weird things that you don't really find funny. There's nothing I won't joke about, and I think it's because of what happened to me. So, I mean, he's coming from a place of, you know, you make fun of things mm-hmm. that are so painful to lighten the load. Mm. That's where he's coming from.
So it's okay to make fun of nasty and dark things. If it's his own family, you got nothing to say. I would think it was sick, disgusting, and rude, but it's nothing to say. But he's making fun of somebody else. Somebody else who's missing an eye. Somebody else who went to war, who's fighting somewhere else for the freedom of other people and for your freedom as well. But that's okay. I want to know if the shoe... See, this is... I know they hate when you do the what-ifs, but here's the what-ifs. I wonder if the shoe was on the other foot, how it would go over. How many times has somebody made an offhanded comment about Obama or Mrs. Clinton or any one of their group and Joy went out of her mind? Look it up yourself. Time after time after time. This is like when we were playing what was going on when John McCain died. You know how many times they went after him? You know how many times they said nasty things about him? All of a sudden he was a hero. I realize you don't go after the dead. I got that. But apparently she doesn't. She was okay with it. So what kind of sense does that make? Why is that okay? Now, Dan Crenshaw responded to this nastiness. Right? First and foremost, what I loved that he said was, look, an apology means nothing. At this point, it means nothing because, you know, you're asking for it, you're pushing him for it and all that. Right? But he came back with something that I thought was great. If they really want to show that they're sorry for this, if they really want to show how bad they feel about this, maybe they should make a nice, sizable contribution to the Wounded Warriors. What do you think? I think it's a great idea. I think if SNL really felt bad about what they did, really felt bad that they got past them, then maybe that's exactly what they should do. But I don't think they will. Right? Because they're holier than thou. They don't do anything wrong. Just sick. And I mean that. I'm just not going to give up on it. Just a sick group of people. I used to, you know, in the early days, their humor might have been a little off color. But, you know, and making fun of, people with different injuries or different abilities. That was all okay at the time. All of a sudden, it's only not okay if a Republican agent is a Democrat. If they're making fun of a Republican, it's okay. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. When we come back, listen, I'm gonna hit a whole bunch of stuff. All right, I was talking about how Farrakhan compared the Jews to termites. Nothing from the left. Nothing major from the left. Okay, Al Sharpton, who has had much to say about the Jews in a negative light, was given the podium at the New York City Interfaith Rally. How does that happen? Did he ever apologize? No. Talk about that inside the break. I'm Joe Mattini, your host. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father. GodSaidManSaid.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. GodSaidManSaid.com. Mommies and the Sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. GodSaidManSaid.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Midterm mania. It's down to the wire for Republicans and Democrats as the midterm election quickly approaches. President Trump on the road in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
You will be making a simple choice. A vote for Republicans is a vote to continue our extraordinary prosperity.
Now the president at a Make America Great Again rally for Republican Mike Braun, who's running against incumbent Indiana Senator Democrat Joe Donnelly.
He will be a great new senator to work along with Todd. A vote for Mike Braun is a vote to keep your jobs going, to keep your wages going up.
As for Republican Mike Braun, he tells the crowd,
do this for me. Family and friends, get them out to vote. Help me send Joe Donnelly to the early retirement he deserves.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. On the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air and in the chat room and texting and truly just being part of the situation as a whole. You know what I mean? Being part of the solution, not part of the problem. Right? And I do, again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're, you know, getting involved, getting engaged. And when it comes to, you know, again, we're in that voting cycle right now. We've already, some places have already started. Tomorrow night, it'll culminate and we'll get more seats. We'll maintain control of the House. We'll get more seats in the Senate and we'll actually get some legislating done. What do you think? At least that's where my mind's at. But we're not going to do it unless you reach out to your people. We're not going to do it unless you actually reach out and let people know who you're voting for and why. Because when you send something out, when you put it out on your email or you text it out, it has a whole different meaning. Whole different flavor, whole different meaning. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm going to finish up with something I started before. And again, Farrakhan compares the Jews to termites. He says Jews are stupid. Over the weekend, he led a rant, or he led a cheer, of death to America in Iran. Shortly thereafter, death to Israel. Nothing. He's still considered in high esteem. The Democrats love him. They support him on a regular basis. So, seriously, when do you hold their feet to the fire? Why is it that the left only holds Republicans' feet to the fire when they think, they perceive that a Republican is anti-Semitic or has anti-Semitic friends or doesn't care for the Jews? All of a sudden, They're Satan. They're the bad guy. But when you have it right in your face, you don't say anything, especially if it's on your side of the aisle. I don't know if you guys remember this. Back in 1991, Sharpton called Jews diamond merchants. That's almost as bad as as using some derogatory terms towards women and black people. This came after the Crown Heights riots, which took place in Brooklyn in 1991. Sharpton, who led protests that led to the riots. So he was right in there with them. And he talked about busting heads and doing all that kind of stuff back then. He said, if the Jews, this is what he said out in the open, if the Jews want to get it on, tell them to pin their yarmulkes back and come over to my house. Wow, how nice. Right? Can you imagine today anybody even referring to that? And yet, it's fine. You guys hold Al Sharpton up in high esteem. He owes over $4 million to the IRS. He calls for violence on a regular basis. And yet, after yelling at Trump for his hateful rhetoric in your eyes, that you believe that he was calling for violence when he never did, Al, the Jew-hating Sharpton, was given the podium at the New York City Interfaith Rally. He was going to honor the Pittsburgh Massacre, or the people who were massacred. How? When does he apologize for that? When does he apologize for comments and terms that he used in years gone by? I guess it's okay. Again, like I said, if you're on the left, you get a pass. You can't say anything wrong. Just like the Saturday Night Live comedian who got a pass from Joy. Joy Behar actually tried to stick up for him. Among those speaking and attending were Mayor Bill de Blasio, of course, Cardinal Dolan, Rabbi Joe Potancnik, and Michael Miller, Imam Al-Haj Talib, and members of the Commission on Religious Leaders. One of the guests was the Reverend Al Sharpton. Now look, I don't know what those other guys said. Right? Because they're not public figures to speak of to the point where we're following all the words. Maybe they've done that stuff in the past too. I don't know. But if you're there honoring the tragedy of what took place that day, honoring the people that lost their lives, and yet you were part of the problem and causing Jews to be beat, for a riot to take place, that's okay. One of the guests was Reverend Al Sharpton, the anti-Semite, who fueled the Crown Heights riots for more than two decades ago. Al Sharpton wasn't always in the unrepentant NBC star. And first in line to agitate a racial situation anywhere in the country, he was there, especially in Crown Heights 27 years ago. Think about it. Right? That whole thing escalated. Because he started egging it on. He started egging on his black brothers against the Jewish people. The media usually gives it a politically correct description. Violence between the areas, blacks and Jews. But the violence was not two-sided. In Crown Heights, those riot attacks were strictly on the Jews. Right? And it was done by the neighborhood's Caribbean community. And it was fueled by Al Sharpton, the Reverend. Apparently doesn't know the commandments about false witness. Sharpton calls Jews diamond merchants. Isn't that nice? That was nice. And then he eggs them on. He kind of, you know, you're all over President Trump. Again, Sharpton gets a walk. How do you invite Al Sharpton on the show to talk about anti-Semitism and how to stop it? And the nasty rhetoric of the president. Didn't Al run for president? Yes, he did. At Sunday's gathering, Sharpton said he previously was outraged after the 2015 shooting of Emanuel Church in Charleston, which left 9 people murdered. He said that he called the victims the Emanuel 9. He said that we need to be equally outraged of the Tree of Life. This is the same Al Sharpton who, on the third day following the tragic Crown Heights car accident, join Sonny Carson and led a march. The marchers proceeded through the Crown Heights carrying anti-Semitic signs, and an Israeli flag was burning. Rioters threw bricks and bottles at police. Shots were fired. Police cars were pelted and overturned. Riots escalated to the extent a detachment of 200 police officers were overwhelmed and they had to retreat. Right? Come on. 1,800 police officers, including mounted and motorcycle units, had been dispatched to stop the attacks. This is now the Reverend who's preaching peace and love, but only for one side. He's been called, remember, 11 Jews. Are we serious? How do you take that seriously? Right? Seriously. He says, one of Al Sharpton's tweets, until we can share each other's pain with equal outrage, we continue to normalize this bias and bigotry. Well, when are you going to apologize for you? That you fueled the outrage and hate. When are you going to do that? And these aren't articles by Joe Messina. The article is the proof, the conversation. I'm reading from Jewish sites all across the country who are also outraged. It just doesn't make any sense. I mean, as my favorite... One of my favorite sayings is, you cannot smoke enough crack to have that make sense. You know what I mean? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, and Israel, it's an easy target. Because nobody wants to stick up for her, or the Jews. Or very few, I should say, not nobody. But when you think about it, how much people easily beat on the Jews, right? I mean, you've got professors at colleges all over the country that negatively speak towards the Jewish community, right? And when you look at what's going on college campuses all across the country, There's no support system for the Jewish community, for Israel. Many college campuses are trying to get away from doing business with Israel. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. I always do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being involved, period. I just want you involved. I don't care what it takes, get involved. Get engaged. Do something. Make a difference. Come on, don't make me have to verbally abuse you here. Politically verbally abuse you. Anyway, I always appreciate the time, and I appreciate your comments, too. Sometimes we don't agree. It's okay. I don't mind. It doesn't bother me. I don't cut you off for not agreeing, like some other people do. But again, I love how the left will never let a really bad issue go to waste, right? How this became a political topic within hours of that shooting is just amazing to me. So, where was I? What was I going to talk about? I told you what I was going to talk about, now I forgot. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Oh, this one here. I know I'm going to hit those other two stories I told you about, but this one was just amazing to me. So there was a group. I can't think of the name of the group. They're a group of pastors, musicians, poets, and they trying to convince people. They're going from town to town to town. And they're saying, voting, being a Christian, doesn't mean you have to vote Republican, which is not what the Republicans say. We simply put it real simple. Whether we have it there or not, we didn't throw God out of our platform. We never suggested that God should be out of... Now, that doesn't just because we have a platform doesn't mean we live in a godly style. Just because somebody has a Bible in their house doesn't mean they're living a godly life. But you have no chance whatsoever to be influenced by God if you burn all your Bibles and you don't allow any God reference in the house now, do you? Democrats try to throw God out of their platform. It's not the Republicans that are pro-abortion. It's the Democrats. So I think God is the giver of life, not the taker of life. I think God set the system up so procreation would happen the way it does. So you can blame us all you want. You can say that it's not just... I agree with you. I have plenty of Christian friends that are Democrats. And you know, the fun thing about it is most of them, when we get around to talking politics, and I ask them this question, they're horrified. Because you know why? They didn't know you tried to throw God out. Some of them are confused and thought that it was the Democrats that were pro-abortion, pro-life, and the Republicans that were pro-abortion. So I got to tell you, I don't know who your PR guy is, but you're doing a great job at confusing your voters, your rank and file. Doug Paget and his band of Jesus freaks, his words, pull their big orange bus into North Dallas Church and step out into the gloom. It's been raining on them since Pennsylvania. Today's no different, he said, but God was telling them something. A pastor from Minneapolis let out a sigh. I won't take this as a sign, he says. Right? These guys have been going from church to church to church. And they're backing, I don't know if they're endorsing, but they're definitely backing candidates. They call it the Vote the Common Good Tour. Right? They want liberal and conservative Christians to join forces. I don't know how you do that. No, really. Think about something. If you want liberal and conservative Christians to join forces, how do you get past same-sex marriage? How do you get past abortion? How do you get past God and country? Right? They say you can set aside differences. How? They come into Republican areas and they say, look, we're going to make changes. We need to vote for the common good. And then they look at a Republican and say, so you have to help us flip Congress. See, but what they forget is in the... I will never forget this. Till my heart stops beating, I will never forget this. And if you're a Democrat and you're a devout Catholic or a devout Christian, I want you to remember that it was Hillary Clinton who said if we didn't get in line, if evangelicals didn't get in line, they were going to make laws to bring our scripture in line with today. See, the way she sees it is that the government is smarter than God. The government's smarter than God's word. The government is smarter than God's Bible. That's how she sees it. And then her sidekick, Tim Kaine, because he's a Catholic, or said he was, I don't know. He came out, he said to his Catholic friends, you're either going to change your scriptures or we're going to force you by passing laws. So I would love to get this pastor that's on this tour, or pastors, any one of them, and ask them how to deal with that. You want us to come together, but we have three major issues we don't agree on. And it's not even an agreement. You can't back your side up by Scripture. So it's just amazing. And this supposes that they're right and we're wrong. Think about it. We're going to come in. We're going to try to get together with you Republican types or you conservative types so that we can get on the same page to flip Congress. Why would we want to flip Congress? But really, seriously, if you just take it from a strictly conservative Christian viewpoint, why would we want to flip Congress? Why do we want to go back to being persecuted for having Bibles at school or at work or, you know, wherever it is, for saying Merry Christmas or God bless you at the workplace? Well, why would we want to go back to not being able to do those things? Really? The common good is a way of both living and governing as dictated by Scripture. Loving your neighbor as yourself, not serving money over God. I need to see that Scripture. I know you don't serve anything. You don't put anything before God. Right? And what makes you think I'm not loving my neighbor? See, Jesus said, if you don't work, you don't eat. So if my neighbor's lazy and he won't work and he doesn't do anything, where does it say I'm supposed to take care of him? Never said. Matter of fact, you can't find anything in the Bible where it says we're to compel the government to take care of people. We're told to go take care of people. Right? And you know my other thing. Jesus said the poor and the sick would always be with you. What makes you think? When did you become God and decide you can cure world hunger? You can cure the poor by giving everybody's money. Where does that come in? He says the common good teaches us to seek what's best for everyone. Well, then why aren't you preaching the gospel? Because of all the things Jesus told you to do, what was the thing he told you to do the most? Preach the gospel. His story. Preach how you come to the Father. Preach how you get saved through Christ. That's what he told you to do. So you pastors, if you do anything else other than that, on this tour anyhow, how does all that other stuff fit in? I mean, they pick and choose. I'm reading down to this. I don't have time to go through the whole thing, but they pick and choose portions of the Scripture. Not the Scripture as a whole. Right? So I get a kick out of how they do this. And churches do this. Denominations do this. He says it has to be counter to the religious right. I'd like to know what he means exactly by the religious right. Love to get him on the show. After the 2016 election, he and other clergy were shocked by the overwhelming support for Trump received from white evangelicals. Why? The man said, unlike the other person running for the Democrats, this guy said he would uphold religious rights. This guy said he would uphold the sanctity of life. Where is that non-biblical? See, they're working off of emotion. They're working off of what they believe the Bible should say, not what it says. And at that point, I would duck and cover. Because the minute you start deciding you know Scripture better than God does, or you know how it should have read, you've got bigger problems than feeding the poor. Right? Now, Pagans, he identifies as evangelical, but he's well known in the progressive Christian circles. Now, you see how they bring that into religion? Not what God wanted. I mean, look at Jesus was pretty dogmatic about stuff, right? There's no fluff around him. One way to heaven, through me. One way to God, through me. That's what he says. He says it all through the Bible, all through the New Testament. It doesn't sound like you can fly in on unicorns and whatever. So, you can't have a progressive. Scripture doesn't progress. Anyway, sorry for another day. I'm Joe Messina, your host. It will not be here tomorrow night. But, what's his name? Julio Rivera will be here to fill it for me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.